You don't need a study to tell you that aging and fatigue go hand in hand. Nevertheless, my friends at Nutritional Therapeutics, makers of NT Factor, point to 16 studies, all peer-reviewed and published in medical journals, showing that NT Factor can reduce fatigue, while at the same time, age-related changes in the cells are reversed. For 30 years, the makers of NT Factor have worked to improve our health spans by focusing on the mitochondria, the energy powerhouses of our cells. Their science shows that NT Factor, which I don't go a day without and recommend to my patients, improves our energy and prevents the deterioration that accompanies aging. They promise us that our day-to-day lives will be improved, and they keep proving it in studies that include placebo-controlled trials, both in the academic institutions and in medical practices like mine. You can find NT Factor at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Don't let tiredness and fatigue rob your senior years. Invest regularly in the anti-aging benefit of NT Factor at ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekly program where we answer your questions, 877-726-8255. We entertain your comments about intelligent medicine. That's the theme, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. We try to boil it down for you each weekend in a digestible, understandable, and entertaining way. So settle back for an hour or two and catch up on all the vital health information of the week. 877-726-8255, our number. We're going to take a look later in the program at a story that suggests that vitamin B3 may be harmful for the heart. That's the subject of a newsletter article I'm writing that will appear in next week's Intelligent Medicine newsletter. I hope that you go to drhoffman.com and subscribe, but we'll give you a preview of what my impressions are. Should we worry about our consumption of niacin, niacinamide, and NAD supplements, all under the rubric of vitamin B3? We'll also talk about the benefits of resistance exercise. A new story about my medical school, Albert Einstein College of Medicine. Now, thanks to a gift by a former professor of $1 billion, free tuition for students at Einstein. We're going to cover that story a little later. Cannabis risks and a potential way to treat cannabis dependency. 877-726-8255. Okay, let's go. Headline: obesity now greater risk to global health than hunger. It's a fascinating story because throughout the history of mankind, starvation was a risk. And whenever we talked about malnutrition, we were talking about people who were hungry. Those of you who grew up like I did, a baby boomer, if we didn't clean our plates, we were always told that, quote, people are starving in Europe. Well, that was in the harsh post-war era where Europe was still pretty banged up. And then it changed. People are starving in Asia. People are starving in Africa. Starvation was a worldwide problem. But that's progress, folks, because, well, you come a long way, baby, from when the first proto-human walked upright around 2 million years ago, and it was a struggle for survival. It was a struggle to maximize our intake of calories. We were designed to be calorie-seeking machines because survival was all about achieving some degree of caloric sufficiency in the face of scarcity. Well, now, it turns out that obesity is a greater threat to global health than hunger, according to a new study in the Lancet Medical Journal. More than 1 in 8 people in the world are clinically obese, as the number has passed 1 billion for the first time. Now, they say that obesity is a form of malnutrition. It's a new way of thinking about malnutrition because the definition of malnutrition is that people aren't getting the right nutrients, vitamins, and types of calories needed to be healthy. Well, it's not about weight. It's about the right kind of nutrition for health. And it turns out that the number of people considered underweight, perhaps the hungry of the world, still significant numbers, 550 million, is now far outweighed by the 1 billion people worldwide who are overweight or obese. And a particularly concerning trend is that under 18s account for 159 million of those who are obese. So what is the definition of obese? You can use a plug-in, plug in your height and your weight into something called a body mass index. You can just Google that and find the app and put in your numbers. And if your number is greater than 30, well, you're actually exceeding the threshold for obesity. Over 26 to 30, that's borderline. That means that you're overweight, but you're not quite reaching the threshold of obesity. You might be considered underweight if your number is 8.5 or less. So a big study looked at 222 million people from 3,663 separate studies. Those people are huge. And in fact, some of the most successful American football linemen are of Samoan origin because they're like big sumo wrestlers. If they do enough physical exercise, they can remain fit enough to move fast and bang hard and play football. Also, the Caribbean, the Middle East, and North Africa are places where there's a high prevalence of obesity. In the United Kingdom, remember, Lancet is a medical journal that it's a worldwide medical journal, but it's based in England. In the UK, 1 in 10 girls are obese, and 1 in 8 boys are obese. They compare that to 1990. It's more than double the proportion seen in 1990. You can be sure that the trends are even worse in the United States. The UK ranks 78th out of 200 countries analyzed for adult obesity. Almost 3 in 10 adults were obese. Women slightly more likely to be overweight than men. So an English guy, Professor Tim Spector, has told the House of Lords Select Committee on Food, Diet, and Obesity that the British government's current guidelines were, quote, hopelessly out of date. And he has some, I think, really germane things to say. And I'm quoting, he says, they're still proposing that people have low-fat spreads instead of whole foods or cheese or whatever, which is so far behind the times. There's nothing in there, he says, about eating whole foods instead of heavily processed foods. Even the NHS guidelines, the National Health Service guidelines, are very out of date. They state things like, quote, you should never miss a meal, and you should snack regularly throughout the day. And again, they focus on low-fat foods, which all recent evidence and virtually every nutrition colleague I speak to doesn't believe, in the face of the onslaught of these recommendations and more food offerings that are, quote, low fat, we're seeing people getting fatter. So, this is a huge problem worldwide, and it's only getting worse. And it turns out it's becoming one of the world's major avoidable causes of disease, accounting for 60% or more of chronic diseases that we experience, perhaps a certain percentage also due to environmental pollution, sedentary lifestyle. Yeah, those factor in as well. But diet, big problem worldwide. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know by now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. Daily Balance is a daily-use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements that support mood and sleep, L-tryptophan, 5-HTP, GABA, and L-theanine. This collection provides essential amino acids and a serotonin precursor that support relaxation, restful sleep, and the regulation of mood and sleep-wake cycles, and are available in various potencies tailored to your specific needs. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements created for healthcare practitioners. Their formulations are based on the latest advances in nutritional science. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. And we've got some live callers. We've got John from Connecticut. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm going to be 64 next week, and I've been diabetic since I was in my 30s. And I have diabetic retinopathy. I got that, I don't know, about 10 years ago. And I know as you get older, it gets worse, too, because you're an older diabetic and you've had diabetes for a long time. And I'm taking tons of vitamins, including astaxanthin and stuff like that. I have one eye that he did laser treatment. He did injections. Right. He had a bleeding eye on my left side. Right now, I can't see out of it because it just happened to bleed. And is there anything I can take to actually, I mean, I'm 64 almost, so I mean, I'll make it to 80 or, I don't know, 85. I don't know.
So let me ask you a couple questions. You say you've been diabetic since age 30. How have you been treated for your diabetes? What kind of medication were you placed on?
I had metformin. I'm on insulin now. I'm sorry, I didn't tell you that. I've actually reduced my insulin because I started taking the berberine again.
Okay, let me just mention this. You know, I just did a really exciting podcast with Gary Taubes, the author of a new book on diabetes, Rethinking Diabetes. And Gary Taubes is the advocate of a low carb diet. He's written books on ketogenic diet. He's written books on, you know, how we've gone wrong in our approach to obesity. And here's one of the things he outlines in the book is that our approach to diabetes is misguided because you start out with type 2 diabetes. Well, type 2 diabetes is remediable with diet. A very low-carb diet can fix it. And so originally you're put on an oral medication, then that didn't work, and now you're on insulin. And insulin will lower your blood sugar, that's for sure. But what you're seeing is that the complications continue. And insulin has the effect of keeping blood sugar controlled, but it's not doing such a great job for the kidney problems, the nerve problems, the eye problems that ensue for diabetes. In fact, some studies suggest it might accelerate them. So the approach that it really is the fundamental approach, right? You know, there are certain supplements that may help, like, you know, vision enhancing supplements, the so-called ARIDS supplements, although they work better on what's called dry macular degeneration than on diabetic retinopathy. The approach is to get on an ultra low carb diet, lose the weight, get off the insulin, get off meds, and normalize your blood sugar. Now, it's easier said than done because really it's kind of a vicious cycle. 30 years of diabetes, the weight gets on, you become more sedentary. Other factors sometimes ensue when you're 64, like very low testosterone. That could be something that we need to investigate in your case. But the way to get out of this is via dietary means, not with just more medication. And yes, there are medications that can be injected in the eye, like Lucentis, that help these kinds of problems. But ultimately, the answer is a nutritional one. So if you try a ketogenic diet, like, you know, obliterating your carbohydrates and really just consuming protein and fat.
Well, I'm eating salad mix, organic salad mix, and I put a lot of Hellman's mayonnaise on it because
I'm asking what you're eating besides the healthy stuff. Are you including any bread, pasta, sugar, juices, fruits, starchy vegetables, and none of that? You're on an Atkins diet. You're on a really low carb diet, right?
I'm trying, yeah.
Trying. Well, okay, so. That, I think, is the correct approach, is to really, really minimize your carbs. Ketogenic diet can help bring this, bring your blood sugar under better control so that you can minimize your insulin. You've already done so. So you're on the right track. I think you kind of know where you need to head with this. Unfortunately, some of the damage has been done. And, you know, retinopathy means that the blood vessels tend to become fragile and hemorrhage. And this is a consequence of poorly regulated blood sugar over time. So, yeah, is there a magic bullet for this type of retinopathy? You know, maybe bioflavonoids can be helpful, pycnogenol. They tend to reduce capillary leakage, which can be helpful in your case. But the fundamental answer is diet, you know, perhaps with some resistance exercise and get your testosterone checked. 877-726-8255. Let's talk to Rick in Port Washington. How you doing, Rick?
Okay, how are you?
Good, thanks. Question
for you. I'm getting some pain in the upper neck and the back, like right near the skull. So I went to the chiropractor. He took some X-rays. He said I've got thinning spinal discs.
Well, how old are you, sir?
62.
Well, what else is new? You know, we all have thinning, these cushions between the vertebrae, and they do thin out. And that's just kind of a normal process of aging. So that in itself is not like, you know, some sort of eureka moment to understand your discomfort. So what's the proposed treatment?
Well, he wants me to come in like twice a week forever,
It's a sort of a selling point to get therapy. And by the way, chiropractic can be very helpful for neck pain. So, you know, with or without the X-rays, you can, you know, undertake a program of chiropractic treatment. And you know, you can't guarantee instant results. I mean, it's not like one or two adjustments are going to make a difference. You might want to do a series, you know, perhaps limited to, you know, a trial of a month or 6 weeks and see if it makes things better. But, you know, things that can support discs, and, you know, what discs are basically, they're collagen. And just like the synovial membranes in your knees and in your hips and ankles and shoulders, they respond to things like glucosamine sulfate with chondroitin and also MSM. And potentially collagen, you know, can support it, oral collagen. So these are some of the things that I might consider to support the collagen. But you still might need some kind of manipulative therapy from an osteopath, a chiropractor, or maybe even acupuncture. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you this weekend. Our number 877-726-8255. And that number is available to you 24-7, 365. So we have some recorded calls from people who called in during the week. And let's hear one of those, please.
I have a question about an uncommon eye condition called vitreo macular traction syndrome. Are there any supplements I could take? Vitreo macular traction syndrome is where the vitreous humor tugs on the macula. And I'd like to know, are there any supplements that I could take for the vitreous humor in the eye?
Okay. Well, it's a tongue twister. Vitreo macular traction syndrome. And sometimes abbreviated VMT. And I think he stated that it was an uncommon eye condition, but actually it's an almost universal eye condition. The majority of people experience some degree of VMT by the time they're 70. And this can result in sparkles or flashes in the eye or distorted vision. And what happens, the word traction means pulling, right? So vitreo in vitreomacular traction syndrome means the vitreous, which is the jelly that's within the eyeball. And I remember as a kid, I was fascinated by science and biology, and I had my mom go to the butcher and get me different organs like kidneys or hearts of beef. And one time I asked her to get me a beef eyeball, which I dissected in the backyard. She told me, you know, get that thing out of the house. You know, so I was in the backyard slicing it open. And when you slice open an eyeball, most of you haven't done that, hopefully, there's a kind of a jelly that comes out. And as you age, as with many parts of the body, it becomes desiccated. It kind of congeals like drying snot. And in so doing, it shrinks and it pulls on the macula, which is kind of the screen on which vision is projected. The macula has all the sensors, the photoreceptors that help translate light into nerve impulses. So when the macula gets pulled on, a couple of things can happen. One, it can distort vision. Another, it can send like false signals like flashes or bursts of light to your brain. Or alternatively, it can actually pull a part of your macula off the back of your eye. And that can be an emergency, really a medical emergency. It needs to get spot welded with a laser. So if you have these symptoms, you go to the doctor does an analysis, and very often the doctor will say, hey, you know, we'll just do watchful waiting, you know, because this is often going to resolve on its own. Sometimes it can be treated surgically, or they can inject something into the eye that kind of, you know, fills up the vitreous and pushes back the segment that was pulled away. There are various ways to address this. And I believe there's a new medication that is a treatment option for these patients. In terms of supplements, I can't really tell you that there's a supplement per se that's going to help that. So in cases like this, I look at people's overall health and nutrition. Are they obese? Are they inflamed? Do they have a deficiency of certain key nutrients? Is their diet pro-inflammatory? So we want to just optimize things. When it comes to physical activity, you know, we got to be careful of things like inversions. You know, like you don't want to necessarily stand on your head or go on one of those slant boards that's designed to stretch your spine while you are you're lying upside down, because it might put more pressure on your eye. You might want to avoid heavy weightlifting because the intraocular pressure goes up when you, you know, when you're doing a bench press with you know, 100 pounds of weight or more. The other thing I would suggest, this is quite simple, is hydration, because it may be to some extent that this is due to chronic dehydration, because the vitreous is moisture laden, and when it loses its moisture content, it tends to shrink and pull at the retina. So, you know, there's, I don't think this is a specific nutritional therapy for this. You know, if you Google this and see if there's, you know, some sort of scientific research that suggests that this or that or the other supplement can make a difference, you probably won't find much. But it is a really common condition, and it's generally pretty benign. It just requires follow-up and monitoring from your eye doctor to make sure that it resolves on its own, which it often does. And so there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. And this item, if fatigue sometimes holds you back, and, you know, for whom is that not an occasional problem? Studies show that your cellular health may start to deteriorate as early as 25 years of age, thus increasing your fatigue. And the only nutritional formula that's clinically proven to address the damage that occurs in your mitochondria and improve your body's natural energy production is NT factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. And clinical trials have validated the fact that NT factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it also reduces some of the aspects of aging. NT factor is available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs. There's full spectrum vitamin mineral formulas, there's immune support formulas, there's targeted nutrition, and there's pure NT factor, like the powder that I add to my smoothies, that you can add to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. I've been using NT Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. You can now find the NT Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right, here's an item, and this is something that kind of came as a surprise to me because I contribute to my medical school, my alma mater, Albert Einstein College of Medicine. I want to help the medical students meet their expenses, so I give them a small donation ever since I had an education there. I feel I want to pay them back for launching me on a wonderful medical career and their generosity that they accorded me in terms of scholarships. The news this week, Albert Einstein College of Medicine announced that it will give free tuition to all current and future students after receiving a record-breaking donation from Ruth Gottesman. Now, Ruth Gottesman was a professor at the time I was at Albert Einstein. I'll give you an idea of how long ago that was. She's in her 90s. She's chair of the college board of trustees. She's 96. She told the New York Times that she made the donation after inheriting $1 billion in Berkshire Hathaway stock from her late husband. It's one of those stories, you know, maybe they invested $100,000, like, what, back in the 70s. Now it's worth $1 billion. So this is an interesting story because what they did was, I don't know if they leaked the story, if people had any intimation of why they were being called to an assembly. It was like an all-hands-on-deck meeting for medical students, like, come to the assembly hall, lecture hall that I have sat in for many a lecture. And they all trooped in, and then they announced that they were all getting free tuition henceforth. And so it was like a college football game where the home team wins. They all, you know, started leaping and shouting and jumping in the air because it turns out that the average the tuition for Albert Einstein College of Medicine for a year is like $61,000. And living expenses in New York are no joke. So it, you know, amounts to like about $100,000 a year. When I was admitted to medical school in 1978, I think it was, I had the choice of either going to Downstate or Stony Brook, where I was also admitted, where it was cheaper, because these are state schools, or Albert Einstein, which is private, which was like three times as expensive. But I said Einstein because I could take out loans. And I took out loans, and I was paying loans for like, must have been like 15 or more years to pay down my debt. No question, I got scholarships. The tuition then was probably, I don't know, maybe, you know, I don't know, trivial. It's probably, you know, $10,000-$12,000 a year. This is an interesting thing because it's really going to increase the competitiveness to get into schools like Albert Einstein College of Medicine. In New York, another school has done this, NYU, New York University Medical School, free tuition. Already, without free tuition, there are annually 10,000 applicants for 189 places. Acceptance rate is about 3%. 326 of the 10,000 applicants were accepted, and of those, 889 attended. Because, you know, they probably said, well, Einstein's my safe school. I got into Harvard, or I got into whatever, Columbia or Yale, or, you know, perhaps a school I thought, you know, was better, more prestigious. But Einstein's right up there. So my thoughts on this are, you know, I think this is phenomenal because, number one, it reduces the pressure on students to go for the money after medical school. Because some students, they go in very idealistic. They go, I want to be a primary care doctor in underserved areas. And then they go, look, I've got, you know, 300,000 or more debts, and I got to make a lot of money. So I'm going to go into a field that's much more lucrative, you know, like, I don't know, neurosurgery or ophthalmology, radiology, where you can make more money. And then we have a dearth of primary care doctors in this country, which is often being filled by foreign doctors or backfilled with non-MDs. Physician assistants and nurse practitioners are often taking the role of primary care doctors. And we need more primary care doctors, but I think debt encourages a lot of doctors to specialize. The problem here is I still think it needs to be means tested, because getting into medical school and going to a good medical school and, you know, getting a good medical residency launches you on a career where you can make many, many millions of dollars. And so for the child of a wealthy parents to go to a medical school for free, I don't think that's a good idea. I think that it should be means tested. Look, they should be very generous with scholarships. There's some kids who are brilliant and have no money whatsoever. And I think it's a good thing that they're not saddled with debt, which can really put a crimp in their lives, especially as they start out in their careers. But, it's a good thing. It's a good thing, but with certain qualifications, you know, just like some people who receive Social Security and Medicare have a lot of money, and they still get the same benefits that someone who is poor gets. And ultimately, that is not in the spirit of fairness. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Natural Grocers Vitamin Cottage, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. And taking advantage of the opportunity to call us during the program is Richard on Long Island. How are you doing?
Hi, Dad. First of all, let me just thank you for all the information you give both on the radio and on the computer.
Great. Yeah, you follow the podcasts and the articles. And,
yeah. Well,
stuff you a lot of resources anyway, there. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I'm calling about... I've been having pains in my lower groin area and also constipation. You know, it's been like about maybe 2-3 weeks now. So I went to my gastroenterologist.
Yeah,
and he prescribed for me to go to the lab and get a CT scan with contrast.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, I'm concerned about the amount of radiation because I'm wondering, is that a better test than let's say, an MRI for that area?
Okay, so have you had a colonoscopy to check?
I had one many years ago. He's going to do one, but he wants to find that because I also had a hernia.
Okay,
got to be about 20 years ago. So he was really kind of when he was poking and looking whether or not it was something to do with the hernia or was it diverticulitis. You know, he wasn't sure.
Yeah, well, you know the. First of all, I think he wants to establish, you know, is it gastro or is it a musculoskeletal thing where, or actually a muscular thing where there is a, you know, gap in your musculature where a hernia is causing some pinching or some nerve compression that's causing the discomfort. So, I think a CT is not a bad test to determine that. I mean, the alternative is an MRI, but I think the first pass would be a CT. And that's the CT is pretty good at discerning if you have diverticulitis or, God forbid, if you have, you know, a mass there, or if it's just a defect in your abdominal wall that can cause the hernia. And then he can proceed to a colonoscopy if necessary. There might even be some safety concerns if there's, you know, severe diverticulitis, because, you know, there's a little higher risk for, rupturing your, intestinal wall if you have severe diverticulitis. And, you know, that he might want to treat that first. So I think that's, you know, pretty reasonable plan. Yes, there is some radiation exposure associated with that. I think, you know, you can take, some additional antioxidants, some alpha lipoic acid, some NAC, maybe even take some additional melatonin. These things are somewhat radioprotective, but just one-off test is not going to dramatically increase your risk for, say, cancer because of radiation exposure. So, you know, I think that's a reasonable way to figure out a lot of things. You know, and maybe it's a high-yield test. Maybe it'll give us an answer. So I think you should proceed.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor.
And by the way, you know, give us some follow-up. You know, feel free to call the program in a couple of weeks with the results of that, and then we'll figure it out from there because I'd like to hear some feedback. Because otherwise, you know, right now it's kind of like what you call a differential diagnosis. Pain in that area of the body could be doing, you know, innumerable things. And so we need to go through all the possibilities and play that rule out game to make sure nothing serious is going on and get an answer. Okay?
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you.
All right. All the best. Yeah. Good luck with that. 877-726-8255 our number. And here's at least a partial victory. You know, we have the banned PFAS campaign, the forever chemicals that have been tied to a number of health issues. Well, thanks to folks like you, because you listen to Intelligent Medicine, you probably weighed in with some of our action alerts from the Alliance for Natural Health, calling on the FDA to ban these chemicals. The FDA has now announced an end to PFAS chemicals in U.S. food packaging. So we're going to qualify that because this means that major sources of dietary exposure to PFAS, such as microwave popcorn bags, takeout paperboard containers, you know, the kind that make it so that your pizza doesn't stick to the box. Well, yeah, that's a chemical that does that. And pet food bags will be eliminated. The problem is that this does not put an end to the use of PFAS chemicals altogether, because PFAS is still allowed for limited use in cookware, some food packaging, and food processing equipment. We really need to push for a ban on these endocrine-disrupting chemicals. They're gender benders and estrogen mimics, and they have been associated with health problems, including a higher risk of cancer and reproductive disorders. So go to banpfas.org to find out more about our campaign.